Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Aunt Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling. I had voided my order because it was an accident on Monday, and my money was supposed to be back on my card, and it's not. Can you check it for me?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Aunt Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I had voided my order Monday, and my money's not back on my card. I was wondering if you could check it for me.
Okay. Could you provide me with your zip code?
70633.
Your first and last name?
Tanya Freeman.
I've located an account with your first and last name on there. Could you please verify your shipping address for security purposes, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 1009 Truth Street, DeQuincy, Louisiana, 70633.
Okay, I'm showing here that the account was open on November the 15th in regards to the free Dyson vacuum cleaner, which is associated with the meal planning app. You previously called in the exact same day, and the charge was voided out. In regards to a voided charge, mm-hmm. two things could happen. It could take between 3 to 5 business days for the money to reflect into the account. If that's the case, today is only day 4. Or in regards to when we voided the charge, due to the fact that we voided it the same day, the charge could have possibly just disappeared in regards to us voiding it, meaning it could have never came out of the bank account.
No, it did, and it's still pending.
Okay, so in that case, you're still in between your 3 to 5 business days for the money to reflect back into the account.
So it's not going to be there over the weekend either.
Depending on your bank's protocol, it does take between 3 to 5 business days. You would need to get in contact with your bank to ask them why the charge is still pending after we've canceled and voided the charge.
I asked them, and they said to contact y'all.
I can provide you with the transaction ID in regards to when we voided the charge, and you can take that to the bank.
I think it's that 9115 or whatever. I have a number that they sent me on an email. So it's
that's your cancellation number.
When they voided it.
That's not there. That's your cancellation number in regards to the account.
Okay, baby, let me write it down. Hold on 1 second. Let me grab a pen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what is it?
6741900444.
It's 6741900444.
Yes, ma'am. That's the transaction ID in regards to when we voided that charge for you on November the 15th.
Okay. I appreciate you so much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a better day.
You as well. Thanks.